is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Everybody, it is December, and it's not December at all, it's January 28th, 2021, Geeks Next Door, episode 247. What's happening, guys? How are you doing tonight? Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, I was going to say, this is the episode where we take over GameStop.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit, because I like video games, and they teach me how to do stocks, and it makes me answer questions good, and it's fun.
Dog. Everybody knows it's
yes,
a dog.
Yes. But I got a question for you guys to start it up. Okay, so there's people in your lives that kind of, like, drop out. They for no fault of anyone's own, they just stop hanging out with them, or life takes you in a different direction or whatever, right?
See to a different state.
Sure, that could be it, too. Yeah. Anything, especially people you used to hang out with a lot. So, who's the last person you used to hang out with a lot, but you haven't seen in a while? Like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7. Why? Anyways.
Not you, Adam. We see you.
Yeah, I see you all the time. Anyways, let me continue. Good God. 5, 6, 7, 8 years or something that you, like, you have a dream, you had a dream of that you remember. Like, you remember them, you like, because you know what's weird, how you dream of things that that you haven't seen it or done in a while. So I'm curious if you guys have any of those.
Well, I was tracking with you for a while. You're like, person that you haven't heard of. And then somehow you turned it into the dream state.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. If I could finish. Can I finish? Can I finish?
Yeah,
can I finish? Can I finish? The whole point being that if you haven't seen them in a while, sometimes you haven't thought about them in a while. If you haven't thought about them in a while, then it's weird that your brain thinks about them while you're sleeping. So I think it's kind of a cool thing that you're like, my brain remembers this person. And even though unconsciously I kind of don't really hang out with them or anything yet. So I'm curious if you got one of those. If you remember one of those. Adam's got one.
No, I'm going to interpret this. This is the interpretation.
Okay.
Chris is having sex dreams about somebody and he's trying to justify it's okay to have these sex dreams.
Definitely. And it's Adam. I'm having sex dreams with Adam. Because I haven't seen him in over a year.
I'm just saying. It's okay to have sex dreams, Chris.
That wasn't it. Believe it or not, this doesn't derive from sex, which I know is weird for me, but it doesn't.
I thought you were like, it's that thing I haven't had in a long time.
No. And if you can't think of a dream one, then maybe something that it just popped into your head recently. You're like, I remember that guy. I remember that person. You know what I mean? So search your memory banks. Ryan, call up a run command or a find command and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of recent memories. I have memories of memories. So I do recall now and again, it's been a while, but remembering like elementary level friends. Like this isn't like the good friends from like 5 years ago, but like way back, where I'll remember, you see them throughout the years, and like, you know, so you know their face, and you maybe talk to them like super infrequently, but I can think of a couple cases where like some sort of dream brought back a couple elementary school kids that I was friends with, and was like, oh, that's strange. I wonder why that one popped into my story.
Okay, but nobody we would know or think about.
I don't think so. I'm thinking about that, but I don't have one. Sure there is one that I can't remember, though.
That's fine. Anybody else got an answer? I know some of you guys. Usually, you guys figure out a way not to answer my questions. I like going back. Like, I'll be on my run. I'll be thinking, hey, those fuckers never even answered that question. They just said, Chris, what do you think? And I talk for 20 minutes, and then they never fucking answer the question.
Some of these, I feel like some people have different amounts of dreams and at different times. Like, I feel like there's times where you dream a lot in my past, and like I haven't dreamed a lot, like I haven't remembered dreams waking up recently very often.
Everybody dreams the exact same amount and remembers the exact same amount all times in life, so that's just my theory, working theory.
I sleep pretty hard, so I don't tend to dream
but
you don't remember your dreams.
You don't remember because you have to dream.
You have to dream, or you'll be dead.
The last time I remember dreaming, I was a dolphin and I fell out of bed.
That kind of makes me sad. I want you to remember your dreams more. Dreams are fun. You can be a fucking ninja in your dreams.
And I'm concerned that you're constantly sleeping with an erection. That just seems like it could be bad. Like, sleeping hard all the time. Like, I mean...
I sleep hard a lot.
Well, he's got to sleep hard because then if he rolls, it's like a kickstand. It keeps him from rolling out of bed.
That's a good idea.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a defense against a dolphin
dream. All right. Massage my butt every 10 minutes so that I don't fall out of bed.
But the only problem is I sleep on my stomach. So.
Oh, dang.
Do you really sleep on your stomach? Amy does too.
No,
I don't. Oh, okay. All right.
On my side.
Amy sleeps on her stomach. I'm always like, how the fuck do you sleep on your stomach? It's so weird.
Usually it's my side.
Okay. What about you, Dave? You guys got one?
Every once in a while, like, there'll be a weird thing that it's not like a dream, but it'll be just a weird happenstance while I'll be doing something that's completely run of the mill. And then I'll just do something, and I'll just like go like, "Oh man, that was funny." Remember when Keith Zimmerman decided he was gonna play D&D and made a character, and then he decided he didn't want to play anymore, so he made the most boring character of all time. And instead of just saying I don't want to play anymore, he just made a character that didn't play. And I was like, "Yeah, that's pretty funny."
It's the most meta thing I've ever heard.
Right, or like, you know, where you do something and you'd be like, hey, man, remember when Matt Lang bought a giant lens and we were just like I went outside and the sun was shining through the car window and it, you know, did the beam of light where it hits and you're like, oh, that's a focus beam right there. And I'm like, hey, remember when he bought that lens and where you could burn people because it was just a big magnifying glass? And it's like that stuff that, like, every once in a while, like a weird random thing, I won't be thinking about a person, but it will remind me of a person, and I'm like, I haven't thought about that person in like years.
Sure. Okay. That's good.
It's a waking. It's a waking dream.
Do you have lots of dreams that you remember when you wake up? Like, is it common for you to remember your dreams?
Who are you asking? Everybody.
Dave.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's general, but I was.
Yeah, it's not the dreams I wake up. It's not when I wake up in the morning, but it's the ones that where you like wake up at like 5 in the morning. Where I go like, oh shit, that was a dream. I had a dream, and then it's that part where it's like a great dream, and then you try and trick yourself for the split second where you're like, if I close my eyes and don't think, maybe I'll fall back in the same dream. It's impossible. It never happens.
Actually, I did have a couple dreams recently. I'm remembering that they're the dreams where I like lose them like just instantly.
Yep.
You know, like, and you try to hang on when you're trying to stay asleep, kind of thing. Yeah, those are good ones. Oh, sorry. Who's next? I'll think if I can remember details.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's cool. Okay, what about you, Dave, too? You can think of anything?
Not yet. I'm trying to. Yeah. Like, I'm starting with, like, a person thing. Like, there's people that I, like, haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, like your brother?
I definitely. Yeah. Well, yeah, the one I
want. I mean both your brothers?
Oh, no, I saw Tim, like, a couple weeks ago. Like, there are people I used to hang out with that I haven't seen in years, but they don't pop up into my dreams. Like, I don't sit there and wonder, like, oh, I wonder what they're doing or something like that. So I don't know, maybe weird. But I don't have that.
No, that's cool. You don't have to. I didn't say you had to. I was just curious what you guys think. And it came up for a specific reason, which I'll share with you if you don't mind.
Your turn.
Bearded Ryan. I have dreams about that guy from time to time.
Just sexy. Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. He's there and he's all cool and he's like super well spoken and not a nerd and hates stuff and he's great. And then I realize I'm just like, oh, just like Ryan, but he's talking like me. That'd be fucking. That's the dream right there.
It'd be terrible. I'd be like, stop talking like me.
He's super cool and he like hates stuff.
Oh yeah, I actually could see me talking like Chris to Chris and us not getting along well at all. He'd be so annoyed at himself. He'd be like, you
"Are you kidding me? We'd be best friends."
Are you kidding?
we'd be best friends. We'd be like, yeah, "You're cool."
But actually, I could see getting into a group.
It's gonna
too.
Be. It's gonna
when
be
when we fight. We fight hard. Redneck Ryan. That way, you know.
Hard. That's redneck Ryan, right?
You love hard as well.
It's true. It's true. Hey, well, as Mickey fades in here, what's up, buddy? What are you doing?
Look at that moose.
It's a disembodied head of Mickey.
Jeez,
how did he do that?
Like dark.
As he goes to work, he's like, "I'm gonna go to work. Won't be back until like 9 something, and I'll just jump on." It's just he's trying to figure out whatever gimmick he's going to have for the evening. this could be the Star Wars gimmick.
He's just researching.
This could be my other gimmick.
He's at home looking through stuff. What can I do? What can I do to yourself?
I got till 9. Mickey, I want some time. I said I had to work.
I know this is good. I know this is gonna sound really strange and out of the blue, Mickey, but we can't hear you. Yep.
Yeah. I think a worm crawled on your upper lip.
It's true.
And, it's got the old push broom, the
fucking, old soup strainer.
The old soup strainer, yep.
We'll give him 1 second. No.
Yep.
No. Alright, well, you can just listen. Alright, so he'll pop in maybe eventually, but yeah, I can't really hear him right now. I don't know if you guys can, but I can't. Oh, there he goes.
Nope.
So it had me 2 nights in a row, which I thought was cool because you don't think of people and then you dream of them. So the first night I dreamt I was talking to Tim. I haven't talked to Tim since 9 months, something like that. And he said, "Hey man, I'm moving to Texas." I was like, "Cool." And then that was the end of the dream. So I called him up. I was like, "You moving to Texas?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Oh, all right, never mind." So I thought maybe I was being like psychic or something, but I was not seeing psychic.
Intuition.
The other one was I woke up from my bed, and this was in my dream, and I went and sat on my couch where there was a big pile of blankets, and there was somebody underneath it, and I moved the blankets, and Joe was under there. And if you remember, like, your mind remembers how somebody used to be, maybe they still are, but he was, like, upside down, still sleepy, and, like, looking at me, like, what the hell? And I said, "Hey, man, have you ever seen Orphan Black?" And he looked at me and said, "Yeah, it was really good." And that was it. And I haven't talked to Joe since before Persephone died, so it's been like 7 years or something. And so it's weird how your mind remembers that person, especially like their nuances, like how they act and, right, and react and stuff. So I texted him. I was like, "Have you seen Orphan Black?" And he said no. So I'm definitely not a psychic is what I'm getting at.
You missed. See, I'm talking a little bit like Dave there, by the way.
I like it.
But here's the thing: you got to ask Joe if he's moving to Texas.
Ooh.
Because your mind, like, it's powerful, but it could have got the two things swapped. And like, if that was true, and Tim watched Orphan Black, you might be freaking missing out. You know what I mean?
I'd be really hard to fucking put my dreams back together to make it useful, though. Like, who could this be about? I don't know.
Well, that would be like a whole, like, you'd have to have people working on it. You'd have scribblings all over the room and in the drawers, and some
lines,
days you'd wake up brilliant.
Lines of thread, connecting things.
Okay, that's cool. It also reminded me of I remember who I was listening to, but they were talking about how the chances are a bunch of people you know in real life have seen you naked in their dreams. Which is kind of a trivial thing to think about. Like,
alright. Yeah,
that's
fine.
That's all I got. Well, yeah, because it's not really you. They get to determine what you look like naked, right?
Which you.
Kind of is. What are you, but the way people see you, you know?
It's true, I guess. All right, well, let's start talking about the thing we're going to talk about this week. Go.
What are we?
Can't hear you, Mickey. Still.
Yeah. If you ever.
What are we talking about this week?
Hey! He unmuted his computer.
That time I just accidentally bumped my input.
I tried to do something in the fucking pitch black of the room. He's like, "This would be great." It's like. Like, "My computer don't work." Yeah, because you've been knocking over shit to try and look cool.
It's upside down and not plugged in. You're wearing it as a hat.
Why are you wearing your computer as a hat?
You don't?
Oh, boy. No, the thing we always talk about every week. We're going to spoil the fuck out of the last episode of WandaVision. Go!
I haven't seen it yet. We should probably not talk about that this week.
It's been a week. You have to have seen it by now.
I saw it Friday.
At 5 o'clock. That's his time.
In the morning?
Nope. In the evening. That's when I'll watch it tomorrow, too.
Huh. Yeah, Ryan, you might not remember because you probably watched it a while back, and you know.
I did watch it. I watched it Saturday.
I also watched it Saturday.
And I'm trying to remember, and it'll come back to me. Tell me more. Tell me what happened, and I'll remember it all.
Well, Chris, everything
got light.
Chris's dreams came true.
Technicolor. Everything went Technicolor.
I remember that.
That was the end.
She had a baby. She got pregnant.
She had two babies.
She had two babies. She had a room. She had that weird stork walking around. She had that lady come into her house and like say Ultron and shit. Oh yeah, it's all coming back.
The black lady.
Like you're all over the place, man.
Well, those are the key he's recapping the key thing. You don't need to go scene by scene. It's pretty cool. So I don't know what stood out for you guys. What did you enjoy about this episode, or what did you not enjoy?
What I enjoyed was I really liked the little things like the doctor saying like stuff is all like wow, you're really smart, you should be a nurse instead of a doctor. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
right, yeah, because even though she had done all the work and basically did figured everything out, and I thought that was
I think he called her little lady or something.
Yeah, little lady. Like, yeah. Stuff, like, basically when the doctor left and the big power surges happened and stuff like that, boom, the power town went out, and Vision ran there to get the doctor, and he's like, car's broke. Must be the thing about small towns is they're so hard to leave.
Yes.
And I was just like, yeah. So it just made me feel like how much are they retaining old memories, or are they, you know, like are they just playing, are they parts? Because I mean, we did get that Shakespeare thing. It's all like, we are all players and the world is merely a stage. It's like, are they all just playing in there trying to not get murdered?
I think we get a little bit of feeling of that when Agnes and Herb are sitting there talking over the brick fence between the properties, right? And before Vision comes out, they're just kind of talking, and they're like, well, we can't tell him. Don't tell him. And then, you know, Vision's starting to question things, and you could tell that, oh, you know, do we tell him? And they're like, no, we can't tell him. You know, so I this is where I think I started picking up a little bit more on, or I think it's a combination of a couple things going on.
Yeah.
Like, I just think Wanda struck a deal with Mephisto. That's where I think they're going.
But like that, okay. That fucking terrible jump cut was so good. Where all of a sudden Vision's like, "Yeah, actually, Wanda, something's really strange about this town."
And starts playing, goes like,
and they fucking just jumps.
Yeah.
Like a terrible like cut. Like they cut the film and started. He's like, "Yeah, Wanda, actually, it's super great. I'm super excited to be in this situation." And it was just like, "Oh, that was cool."
Yep.
Yeah, it was like another no situation from the episode before. Like, no, we're not going down that road.
Yeah, stylistically, it was neat. I liked it.
Right. What I also liked is I'm not sure, like, the people around there or the people in there are 100%. Like, they might have had their memories wiped a little bit, and then every once in a while, like, realness falls through. Because, whatever, Geraldine, you know, basically says, like, you know, when she told the story about her brother. I had a brother once, you know. He was a twin, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes like, he was killed by Ultron. And all of a sudden she was like, huh? Like, she wasn't saying that to try and draw something out. She was just like, all of a sudden, that clicked in her a memory, which then responded to that. And then she was like, no. Who are you?
But then she kicks her out. And I think that's where I think she's more involved. And there's some sort of deal because she kicked her out.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a deal. I think it's sort of mutually satisfying manipulation. So I think she's being used, and she also wants to be in this safe place that she controls.
Yeah.
But they're trying to influence her. You know,
I got a totally different feel on it. I thought it was more like a sword. Is trying to get control of this, like S.H.I.E.L.D. tried to get a hold of Thor's hammer.
Yep, I agree, but Dave's...
Wait, sword in a bad way or a good way? They're trying to get a hold of this...
Well,
in a
different way. I think they're trying to control it in some way, it seems like.
Like S.H.I.E.L.D. tried to control Thor's hammer when it landed.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And that's why I think she would have been sent in for that reason. But see, somehow, what Dave's right, that she didn't say it in a way like, I'm trying to draw her out or get her to remember. She said it like, I fucking remember that. Didn't this happen? Like, it was an actual, like, it popped in. It was confusing to her. And then, yeah, I think Wanda's defense is like, fuck you, get out.
I think they sent her in. What's her name again?
Geraldine.
Captain
Marvel. In the town, her name is Geraldine, but her character's name is Monica Rambeau.
Okay, so let's go with Geraldine, because that was what she was referred to.
Right, okay.
She, I think, was sent in, went in voluntarily.
Right.
She was trying to, like, help diffuse the situation and got captured in the same spell that the rest of the folks are in, but then she had a moment where she broke through, and then she got her ass booted out because she broke the fourth wall, which, you know, is not okay for Wanda. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I think.
Right. No, I think we all got to the same
point. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, Sword's there to try to... And... Go ahead, Mickey.
Go ahead. I think you're saying the same thing. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I think Sword's there to... You know, because so they updated the name for the show, right? It's now Sentient Weapon Observation and Response Department. So I think they're there to observe and try to figure out what's going on. They find out that Wanda's in there. They're finding something's going out. You know, they know Wanda from Avengers or whatever, and now they're trying to. They think they're trying to help her and try to help her get out. And that's where we get the radio signal. But I think this is where I'm like, she doesn't want help. She doesn't want to come out. She wants to be in there.
Yeah, she wants to red pill it. All day long. Yep.
Yeah. And I'm not 100% sure that, like, of her consciously kicking her out, or was that her, like, subconscious defense?
Yeah, I think it was subconscious. I think everything is subconscious for her. I don't think she. Yeah. I think she's so broken. She doesn't. She just knows this. Yeah. Definitely. What did you guys... so the ending was... No. Let's go back to that scene with the... that was my favorite scene. Was the scene where they were talking and he kept trying to, like, cut through the wall. That was fucking pimp. And he's like, she doesn't have a home here. Don't trust her. Like, that was cool. Like, they created a world where everybody has a house or a home. And this character, who they was sent in, doesn't have a home, so we can't trust her. I thought that was really neat. I like that.
Right.
Yeah, I watched some video analysis of some of this, which I'm not sure I should share because I don't know if people want to hear these things. Do you want to hear these things?
Well, I think we can all
video
take
analysis
our headphones off. And you can
I watched YouTube videos. People saying, like, here's some ideas on what could have been going on.
That's kind of what we're doing right now.
Kind of what we're doing now, yeah.
It's true, but you may want to do it organically and not have outside opinions.
Oh,
you know?
Are you trying to have outside?
I don't know. I enjoy our organic getting to stuff, but for that reason, I actually haven't been watching anything, but you guys can enjoy the show however you want. I don't care. Either way is fine with me.
I look up the questions I have, but I don't look up everything I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not asking for permission to do whatever the fuck I want. I'm wondering if you want to hear
this guy,
about
man.
what I learned.
You know what? You're talking like a guy from Mississippi, goddammit.
I'm talking like Chris. I pulled the Chris right there, and now Chris is mad about it. It makes sense. It's just like I said.
I love Ryan's thought process.
If you have to ask, it's probably not worth it, man.
Yeah. I don't think... I don't want to know what other people's opinions are at the moment. Maybe after it's all done... I'll watch, you know, like, what other people thought of it and stuff like that.
If you have a dream about it, I want to know what that dream is. That's about it. No.
Is it a sex dream? Because...
It's the only kind I have, brother. What else? What else about... Oh, the ending! When the fucking... What was the name of that town? So it's basically a town that...
Westview.
And it was cool that she basically came out of, like, what looked to be like a force field of some sort, right? Or some sort of bubble, which is interesting.
Well, and I think what is also interesting about that is that it looks very modern day Westview, and, like, the shows leading up to this have all been past Westview kind of style. Because the town was the same name, isn't it, Dave? Westview. So that's kind of interesting, too.
But, yeah, she gets thrown out. What's cool is she has old clothes on. when she's thrown out. So yeah. She didn't go in with those clothes unless she's gone in and out several times.
Part of getting caught in the spell.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So her powers are strong enough to basically change reality inside there, but when they leave, that reality is still changed.
Well,
she's saying, greater. Like, the first time we saw her, she was wearing like early 60s clothes, and now this is like 50s. Late 60s, early 70s. Yeah.
50s, 60s, we're on to 70s.
It's conceivable. Well, you're right. Well, I mean, if Wanda or whatever is changing reality as the decades go, she would probably change everybody's clothing, wouldn't she? I don't know. Interesting. Okay.
It's happening to the whole town as we see it.
Yeah. Okay.
What did I get? There was one. The beginning, their credit sequence, because they have a credit sequence all day, and they're like riding the tandem bike through. On the back, there is a movie theater that is playing Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yeah, I saw it.
So that's 54.
No, that's Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, so...
the 30s. Oz the Great and Powerful, that's that modern one that was like, what, 5-10 years ago? So that was super weird. But I mean...
2013.
Okay, 2013. So the Wizard of Oz, like if they were playing the Wizard of Oz, it'd be a little different. But the Wizard of Oz, you know how they took people who she knew, and then when she went into Oz the Dream, those people who were real played different characters.
Correct.
Like the lady who rode the bike and was evil, she was the Wicked Witch. Fucking like all the farmhands and stuff were the Cowardly Lion and so on and so forth. So I'm
the main
thinking
character.
Yes, the main characters. Yeah. So I'm saying
you were
I'm
here
thinking,
and you were here.
Yes, exactly. So I'm saying like all those people I think are real people in the town and they're fucking just stuck. Right.
Yeah, I get that impression as well. Yeah, especially when the dude's trying to cut his way out. I don't know what his who he is, but I think he's got some good insight going on.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
It's like, hey, what's up?
I didn't fully get the cutting. You think it's him trying to cut his way out, that it, realizing that he's, or is that
maybe like, maybe even subconsciously?
Told that he just can't stop.
I don't know. Right. Maybe even subconsciously,
yes.
You just
yes.
feel like.
I think it's subconsciously saying like he feels he knows he's trapped, and he's like, "Fuck! If I cut down this wall, let's see what fucking happens." But he's trying to do it in such a nonchalant way, like, "Hey guys, how's it going?"
He doesn't know he's doing it. He's just tossing it off.
I feel like I'm with Dave. Too that he was doing that because I think it was a glitch in the reality formation. Like they're forced to play roles. What happens if like oops, she didn't pay enough attention and he just kept on cutting downward?
The whole episode was a glitch with her, you know, reactions to her contractions and her pregnancy. So everything was off.
Yeah, so
it fits right along with that.
Like. Her performance has been really fucking good. I've been impressed. Like when she's remembering her brother, like that's good acting. Like it's not easy.
She instantly really good speaks with no accent, and she picks up the accent again.
Yeah, and then she like yeah, just those reactions, and then trying to put that behind you. It seems like it's very damaged, like a damaged performance, like you would get from somebody that. So I was pretty impressed by that.
Kevin Smith was practically saying, Emmy, give her the Emmy.
I don't know about that. But
yeah, but he gushes over everybody.
I know.
If anybody can cry on command, he'd like give him an Emmy.
How do you do that?
There's nobody lagging in this right now. Everybody's just killing it. The writers are killing it.
Like,
how they film it is killing it.
Yes.
Every actor is killing it.
I mean, everything I watch, I'm like, Legion, look at this. It's like a Legion.
I think it's awesome too.
Not quite as good.
I wouldn't say it's still a slow curve upwards.
Oh yeah.
For like the uninitiated who aren't looking for Easter eggs, it's slow. Like I could have seen this one be like exponential, popping out of the what's really going into understanding what's really going on, and like people being invested in sort of solving whatever the sort of real problem is. But it's been a slow. They added a little more, for sure. I think it's like been like 1 minute of something's weird, 2 minutes of something weird, now 3 minutes of something's weird. But it's still only like 3 minutes. You know what I mean?
I think the last five
I thought
seconds.
It's growing a little faster.
Well, I guess you're right because I guess the plot within the sitcom was all weird. Right. Like, it was all, yes. like, yep. having super fast babies instantly and then running to... Like, it was all weird in that sense. Yeah, I guess that was weirder. Yeah.
Ryan, to your curve point, I think it's going up with the decade. I think the decade ties into that. And I think a little more. I think it's 30 seconds in the back in the 50s. You know, it was a minute and a half in the 60s. Now in the 70s, I think it was closer to 5 minutes. And I think it's just going to go up with every decade. So once we reach real time for those last three episodes, right. it's going to be
and
full
also
blown.
If we
the curve is going to be going straight up.
Yeah,
and it's going
to
be crazy
like
time.
If we fit the classic TV plot line, there is it's broken into three parts, and there's nine episodes. First three sets up premise, all that stuff. The next three are going to explain the problem. We're going to see, you know, from the outside point of view and stuff like that. Okay, what the big problem is, and then we'll get the, you know, some resolution. So. I bet you this next one is, I'm going to say...
80s.
70. I'm going to say 70 inside, 30 outside. 30% outside. So I'm going to say like nine minutes. Yeah. 9 minutes outside.
I agree. I think the ending, the last 5 seconds of the last episode is what's going to set up to kick off the next part, where we're going to get a little bit more exposition on what's going on. Because now we actually have a tangible character that we've
outside.
Seen kicked out to the outside... And we're going to want to know what's going on.
Which, by the way, is there any way you should know from just watching this show and other Marvel shows who that character is?
Ooh,
no.
What Geraldine.
The lady.
Geraldine.
No. Nope.
No.
Other than the
as a child.
Well, the sword symbol. Yeah, the sword symbol. So you know she's working for that, but you don't know her place in the greater Marvel universe, right?
Not yet. Nope.
Like, you don't know anything about who that is or what
anybody,
that is.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would even connect her to Captain Marvel yet.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. So it's kind of weird in a way. That's, like, the ultimate Ryan masturbation, right? Because, like, we know from subtext almost, but not even show subtext, just outside subtext that who this is. But you don't know anything about because of the show who that is.
Right.
So I hope we get some of that, because otherwise, yeah, if you don't know that is, you don't know who that is, right? It's never been spelled out in any way.
Well, I think it might be okay if the intention is to reveal her as part of another future storyline to pull the universe together further.
Yep.
But you're right, if they just leave it as a... For in the know, you realize this connection. If you're not in the know, it was some random person that's part of the story.
Right, the reason I ask is because it... seems, I won't say obvious, but it's information we have because we talk about it. But, like, Amy doesn't have that information. A normal viewer doesn't have that information. They're like, who's this? Where? Why? What does this have to do with anything? You know, it's... So, it's...
How do you know? How do people know? The only reason I know is from watching illicit YouTube videos about this.
Well, it's the character name, right? It's the character name?
Yeah.
Right, and how I was confirmed is when I watched the big Disney, whatever, the Disney stock coach, where we got tons of Star Wars footage, all that stuff, and they say, WandaVision premiering here, and we have this as Monica Rambeau. And I'm like, hey, Monica Rambeau, that was a little girl from Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That's how I got that information.
Okay.
I got it from this podcast last week.
That's what I mean.
It's very obscure. It's very hard to know this.
Anybody, I mean, I imagine if you know the character, you knew there was a second baby coming, so I was just waiting for it. I was like, where's the second one? waiting.
I thought it was going to be 12 minutes apart. I think that's what her and her brother were.
I don't know.
It was going to be the exact same time.
Well, I wonder if we did the math, like the speed of which
she
became pregnant, did stuff like that, and then multiplied it, if, like, the time that happened, you know, instead of being, like, you know, 10 seconds of him going, hey, baby, cool, blah, 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 cool, that adds up multiplication, it's 12 minutes. That would be something that, you know, only, you know, they would do, because that's no deep cut.
So I got it.
Go ahead.
It's a kind of an off question, but people in the know, last week on Thursday, Chris and I watched, Chris being my wife, watched The Age of Ultron, knowing that tied directly into this.
Yep.
And then on Friday, we actually watched episode 1 and 2 before watching 3 again. what other movies or Marvel titles can I watch that tie into this that will give me some of that information? Does anybody on this podcast know?
That so, would give you direct I mean, to what's happening here?
Yeah, like Age of Ultron directly ties into what's going on. I mean, a lot of trauma results back to that and that kind of stuff. That was her big intro.
Civil War.
Civil War would be one?
Yep, because we see her... like their vision, vision and her relationship. He makes a paprikash, a Segovian dish for her, and she's like, "Oh, you didn't use enough paprika," and stuff like that. So they build that relationship there about him like walking through walls and not using doors. And
is that the one that starts off with them together dating?
Well, that's Infinity War, right?
That's Infinity War.
That's the beginning of Infinity War. So I would almost watch is like, yeah, I would watch Civil War and then I would watch Infinity War. Because Endgame, she just shows up at the end. It's fine. Yeah, you know,
she's just part of the battle.
Right, but you get their actual, like, the crux of their relationship mostly in Civil War.
Yeah, it's mostly
like,
Civil War.
They are, because it was basically like, hey, you're on lockdown. So she's basically, I mean, it's another thing, she's locked in something.
Yep.
They told her to stay locked in.
You locked me in my room.
Room, right, exactly.
And then she uses her powers to really... hold him off so that they can escape.
Alright.
Yeah.
So I might do that this week too. Watch Civil War before watching.
Maybe Captain Marvel.
Help me gain some of my own insight instead of having to rely on this podcast.
I mean, Infinity War will give you the true dating and how they're feeling and what she's probably trying to recapture with what's going on in WandaVision.
Yeah, well, even
Endgame.
I'll
do Civil War this week and then Infinity War before next week.
Like,
do them all.
Her main, like, scene in, I think it was Endgame, right? When she's like, "You took everything from me." And he's like, "I don't know who you are." She's like, "You will."
That's such a fucking cold move, but it's not cold from his point of view, because
right.
I know who she is.
Yeah.
He's just being honest.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the stork? I really like the stork for some reason, and it was weird that like she couldn't make it go away. She can control reality, but she can't make the stork go away. That was something that hit me, like, why the fuck can't she make this stork go away? Yeah, it's there for comedic effect, right? And storks represent babies coming, right? But
right.
She can't control her subconscious.
I think there's something bigger at play there.
What if it's something that she couldn't get rid of because she knew that she was having a kid?
Could be. I don't know. I actually have no clue other than the fact that I thought it was a cool looking stork, and I thought it was cool how it blended into the wallpaper and how it came out and did shit, and I thought it was neat.
I might have seen this somewhere or something, but I almost think it's part of the deal that she struck, and this is one of those consequences, because she seemed surprised that she was pregnant. She was like, "Oh, is this happening? Is this really happening?" And then, you know, here it's like, okay, I'm pregnant. It seems to be pregnancy seems to be escalating quicker, and she was a little surprised by that a little bit. And then the stork appears, and she's trying to get rid of the stork, and that doesn't go anywhere. So maybe it's part of the deal she struck. This is one of the consequences that she doesn't know about. And, you know, like I said, I think she struck a deal with Mephisto, and I think Mephisto is trying to look for maybe a vessel that he could inhabit a la Ghostbusters 2 and break in. I don't know.
To go on that line, like, what's the whole thing? Is like storks bring you a baby, right? They give it to you.
They give
you it, right? Maybe it's like Mephisto's way of saying, like, hey, just so you know, I gave these to you. I've given those to you. You've made a deal. You can't get rid of me now unless you want to get rid of them. Like, it's his way of saying, like, hey, just so you know, this is fucking, unless we are intrinsically tied now, like those kids and me are intrinsically tied together.
Well, isn't that what it is in the comics, right? Didn't he give her the basic, or her kids were part him or something?
Not quite.
It was something like that.
Part of him?
Yeah.
He was kind of severed at the time.
Yeah.
So
it was like
she ran a piece of his energy.
Yeah, a piece of energy.
Captured his energy.
I don't know.
It's basically, his way of trying to punch a hole into this universe.
But you think in the show that he's consciously doing it and not severed?
I think he might be severed, and this is his way of getting through. Kind of like the dude when they tried to bring Dormammu through. Like, he was like, he can't come through willingly. He can't just force his way in. He basically kind of has to be invited in a sense. Like, he doesn't like it. Mephisto can't just walk in. Like, he needs something to bring him in, like a vessel, 100%. Like, so he's like, hey man, I'll give you what you want, but you need to give something for me.
An avatar.
Like, yeah, like, but maybe he's slowly taking stuff with her from her, like her powers are being slowly drained or something like that we're not noticing, we're not seeing, you know.
So a stork is a symbol of protecting the home, family, and children.
Okay.
So, yeah. Maybe Vision manifested. It manifested part of Vision there. I don't know.
So that's an interesting. The Vision part of this is interesting. So if we're assuming that people in this reality are people, how do we like rectify that with Vision not existing and now two children who didn't exist before? Like,
I think we talked about the Vision piece last week when. This is kind of her bringing him back.
Yeah. I agree. And that's what I thought too. But if these are actually people, so there's really two, like if these are all actually people,
right.
You know, those two can't exist in the same world really, unless you're saying they're all actually people, but she's also kind of making this, with her mind, making Vision appear as well. I don't know. And in which case we have to kind of allow for both happening at the same time, I'm saying. Anyways,
I think Vision is
good question.
I think Vision is really there. It still may be that she is actively fixing him while he's still there and moving and like functional, because she can do that kind of crazy shit. Like, she can get in and take the gum out of him or whatever. You know, she can fix him up. Even though, I think he might be physically there, just not fully fixed. You know.
And is he able to fix himself as well if he at a certain point realizes that he's damaged
and
start doing self repairs?
Well, yeah, he just has to run a defrag and he can fucking start fixing himself. So.
Please turn him off and then on.
Ryan, that made me really think of they talked about, like, the one guy talked about Hackensack, which is New Jersey, right? So we never saw what happened to Vision's body. Boom. What they did to it, where it is. Right. So New Jersey is also where the camp is, where effectively like Captain America was made, Camp Lehigh, and it was also the place where, like, when they went back, Hank Pym was the young Hank Pym there, and Elder Stark worked there. When they went back and basically had to get parts and pieces to basically get the Infinity Gauntlet, get the stones back. Maybe the body was there. Basically, maybe this is like the town. Westview is the town that exists just outside the camp, where the people who are the families of the people who work at the camp. You know,
I thought the scientists, Avengers whatever, base was there too, though. Or was I wrong on that?
It was upstate
New York. New York, yeah. So maybe that's where the body was after Endgame, or after. Yeah, she said, "Hey, bring me to the body. I want to see him," and you know, whatever. She saw the body and went catatonic, went something. So now, basically, she's there. She's basically in the base, the remnants of the base, or whatever. And the town that's grew up around it, she's there. So basically, the body's there. The physical body of Vision could be there. And she's basically, all this now is expanding around there.
Yeah, definitely. I for some reason I really like our kind of organically created world that she's went in to try to fix him and shit happened. But I'm interested in seeing what happens. So, yeah.
Right.
Any other last thoughts on WandaVision? We could talk all night about it. So.
I'm ready to see the outside world and like what's become of it. Like, you know, like this will be our first post in-game. You know, besides the funeral and stuff like Tony Stark's funeral, like seeing, and that wasn't the world. Seeing what the world did, like, you know, we saw it in Homecoming, you know, Spider-Man, but that was a lighthearted thing. I want to see, like, what the not lighthearted version of the world is like, where people disappeared for 5 years, people's lives moved on, and then those people came back. Like, that's messed up, man. It's all like you get over, you know, someone, you know, whatever, and like you, your life is instantly. They come back. You're 5 years older. Your wife is not 5 years older.
It was fun in Spider-Man, even in the high school aspect.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It was fun in Spider-Man, but it wasn't done in a serious because all the main characters disappeared together, so they all came back together. Except for the one kid where they're like, haha, look at him. He used to be a nerd. Now he's old. Now he's 5 years older and cool, and we don't like him. But, like, the opposite side. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm interested in what's the post-endgame world. Because now that sword exists, and saying, like, okay, fuck, there's weapons around. Like, Wanda Maximoff is too powerful, and fucking the Hulk is too powerful, and all these things. What are they doing to watch these things? And we know Skrulls exist, and we know the Kree exists. Like, what is the world like after?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I'm excited to
do. Yeah, I like universe at large as well. So, okay.
I think it's like Ryan talked about, it's going to be the curve where we'll get a little bit more and a little bit more until we get to like episode 7. And then we're at 50-50 or more.
Yeah, looks fun.
Inside world, outside world.
I'm looking forward to more happening. It just, it's fine. We wouldn't be able to talk about it every week. It was once a week, right? Or it wasn't all once a week. Ryan! Did you see everyone took aim at you for trying to do all your short selling with fucking AMC and GameStop? And you can't be doing that shit, man. You're fucking with people's lives. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Well, yeah, I fucked with them. I told them I was shorting it because I knew that they'd fucking try to take me down. And then I bought a whole bunch, so
bastards.
Does anybody want to try to explain to... Let's say I came out of a cave yesterday and I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. Does anybody want to take a crack at what the fuck's been going on with GameStop and shit?
Ugh.
I wouldn't know how to explain it.
It's so hard to explain.
Right. So, I think Dave's going to explain it, and I'm happy to hear it.
I can try my best. Like,
bananas.
Okay, so
use bananas.
A bunch of hedge fund guys. So a bunch of guys who are already rich over there and are using tons of other people's money are short selling. Basically, my basic understanding in the simplest sense is, say a stock is $100 and it's going down, they're betting that it'll go down to a certain point. So they have pre-bought stock, or no, they
sell.
Trading with, they're trading, they're selling stock that they don't actually own right now.
Right.
If it gets to a certain point, then they'll make it, you know, there's pre-selling stocks, so they'd make $50 off of, it's the opposite, so.
Yeah, so, negative. Yeah, Aerobiz taught me short selling. Aerobiz was an awesome fucking short Super Nintendo game back in the day. Basically, you sell a stock you don't own, and then when it goes down, you buy it. So let's say I sold a stock for $100 I don't own. And then I buy it, and it goes down to $20. And that's when I buy it. But that's when I balance my books. So I've made $80, kind of. Multiply that by like a billion or so. Because they're doing GameStop, who they expect to fail. AMC, who they expect to fail. So they're buying these for, you know, $20, $30, expecting them to go bankrupt. And then they'll buy them for pennies and make a bajillion dollars. But then the internet got angry.
Yeah. I love it when the internet gets angry.
All three bets.
And Amy told me, I don't know if it's for sure. So I was a lot of shit on Reddit, but he told me also that Elon Musk was involved and hates short sellers and basically said everybody fucking buy these stocks. So I think they sold their stocks at like $20, expecting them to go down to pennies where they could buy them. And instead, they're up to like $250 each. So every
it was at like
$3.45. Yeah, it was like really high.
So they're losing
and all these Redditors, right?
Billions
of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Hundreds. How much?
$70 billion.
$70 billion of a loss, and apparently they're asking like Congress or something to step in and say this was you. We don't have to sell pay these back or something. It's fucked up because they're basically saying we don't want to we don't want to abide by the actual rules.
I wouldn't be surprised if they win that. And that
me too. Me too.
Right now, I'm fine with the whole story, and that would make me really upset.
Go ahead, Adam.
So the other thing I was reading is that the site was mostly affected was Robinhood, which is a stock trading site.
Yeah, I'm on Robinhood.
And they shut down some of it for a while, or they limited how many you can do. So there's like a whole lot of mess in people wanting to sue Robinhood.
Yeah, I,
that is fucked up. They actually did shut down the ability for lots of people to continue to trade stock.
Yep.
According to the attacking attorney general, basically, Robinhood Markets halted purchase on a bunch of stock. You know, GameStop, BlackBerry, AMC. But this begun when an investment management called Melvin Capital Management placed an aggressive short sale. To contradict this, a bunch of Reddit pages that Wall Street Bet and administrators purchased that stuff, sending it up to the stock price to over 400%. As a result, Melvin Capital lost billions in return. The problem is, Melvin Capital Management is owned by the parent company, Citadel, which also gives Robinhood roughly 40% of its revenue. So basically, this company that is stopping
that makes it worse
from being able to get rid of this to buy this stuff is owned by the company. So basically, the company that's losing the money is saying, Robinhood, don't let them do this shit because we're losing a bunch of money. And that's fucking, you know, is a blatant, and they're like, that's a blatant conflict of interest, obvious monopolistic activity, and immediate investigation into this.
Yep.
And it's funny. This is the one thing, besides the fucking hedge fund billionaires, like, that is Scott and people, like, Ted Cruz liked something AOC wrote.
Oh,
and then she said, hey, I'm glad you like this, but fuck
Stop trying to kill me.
Yeah, fuck
Stop trying to kill me.
Yes, yeah, you tried to kill me 3 weeks ago, and by the way, tax the rich.
Yeah, and I gotta say... I gotta say, like, this could have taken care... We could have... You know how much revenue we'd have now if Bernie would just impose a small one, like, half a penny on every transaction of Wall Street? We'd have... We could fund everybody. Everybody would go to college for free. And that's what he was trying to basically do. He'd say, I raise the money by imposing a small tax on these people who buy and sell aggressively like this. So, God damn it, Bernie, we'd be billionaires.
Because all these trades of which Redditors are doing it are basically called cynical stock trades. Basically, when they go, fuck you, I'm buying more, because the person that is trying to stop them, they don't like.
But I heard someone talking, and they were saying how, I don't remember who Amber was telling me, but they stated, this is a reminder that the stock market is not a good representation of like the value of something. And like, which is interesting because like
stock market's broken as fuck.
Well, regardless of how it works, if it's broken, people use it as the gold standard for how you judge America's current state of well-being.
Right.
For like, the rich.
No, just period. I mean, it's
really,
more
it
associated
for
that.
For the rich.
It could, yeah. Right. But it's like it's always been a bad metric, but it's been more or less
because it's for the rich.
It's for the rich. It's almost irrelevant, I guess, is the point. It's like,
but then you can also go back to all the things, which is funny, where people are like, hey man, rich people are talking to poor people. Hey, poor people, if you just invest your money, you can get not being poor.
And then
they go, okay. And then they go like, whoa,
give us some
not
money.
That. That's not, no, we're not doing that. Not where it takes our money away. And it's like, it's not taking your money away. It's like, you took a risk. The stock market, people, it's funny. It's like, it's a risk. They try and, you know, we're talking at work where it's like, there's a chance, like, say you're playing in a, whatever, Texas Hold'em. There's a person that's a novice, could go in there and could win. But the odds of it are not great because they're novices.
Hey man, all I need is a chip in a chair. I don't know about you.
Right. But I'm saying, like, the guys who are grinding and that go do all the research and think about it and do this and make all the bets, they're going to make money consistently over a long period of time. The problem is now there's just so many people who are like, we want this to succeed. So it does by will alone and putting in, like, they're like, they're not going to give us stimulus. They're not going to give us stimulus checks. We make our own stimulus check.
Well, that's the thing, is hedge funds have been doing that kind of thing for a while and have been criticized in that. It's one thing to say we believe in this company because we looked at their numbers and their reports and what they're selling and then invest in them. Like, that seems like reasonable. But they actually just are basically manipulating the game. They say, let's short a bunch. Then people will see we're selling. That'll make the price go down, and then we'll make money on our shorts.
Perfect.
And we can sell so much, we have so much money that we can actually swing it, and then we can just take advantage of the swing, easy money. Yeah. Playing the game.
It's exactly what stock buybacks are. It's all like, oh, cool, we buy back a bunch of our own stock. Cool, which sees that the stock is moving, which causes it to people, other people to buy it, which causes their share price to increase. That's what buybacks are, too. The same thing.
Mm-hmm. And your shares go
up. A lot of the Bitcoin is, you know, that goes up and down crazy, but a lot of people are down on aspects of that just because part of the up and down is driven by, like, you know, like a big sales questionable corporation can just like say like, all right, time to pump it up. And they put money in and it causes this like emotional spike. And they're like, good job, now sell. And it goes down, but they sell at the right time because they had enough like basically power to swing the curve the way they want.
Right.
So they can force buy low, sell high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is like different than being able to like pick good companies and invest in them, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. They manipulate the stock market.
And it's just like the inverse, where it's like instead of a couple guys with $1 billion, it's you know, a billion guys with a couple dollars.
That's true. Yeah, it's
which is way more fun. Yeah.
It is a lot more fun. That's the hit against cryptocurrencies. There's always been two big hits against them, and this is how you know you're probably on. If a banker is for against something, it's probably good. And the two hits were, well, crypto can be manipulated, to which Ryan just described, you can manipulate the fucking stock market. And it can be done without, you know, any information about the people who are buying or selling. Like, so you want privacy. Privacy is a good thing. That should not be a negative. And they're showing, whenever they're putting things in a place that says this is bad because of things that you see as good, something wrong with that. So buy crypto is what I'm saying.
And break the stock market. Take down the rich.
Oh, who is this disembodied head who hates rich people? Mickey, we have a rich guy right there. Be careful.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, like, just like all the people coming out are fucking great.
I've got my own 401k, and I just looked at it today for the first time in, I don't know, 6 to 8 months. It's up 40%. I'm like, fuck, I hate this, but I love it at the same time.
That's how you get into it. CLOSE, closer. C for close, L for loser. I don't know what they. Anyways, something for closers.
But the big meme now is just remember, boys, apes stronger together. right, because they know what they're doing, and they're like, we're not gonna stop. Fuck you. And then there's all the meme of, like, the guy, it's all like, the guy, okay, fuck it, Reddit can't learn how to talk to girls, but they can cripple a hedgehog.
So here's the question for Arub here. I'm on Reddit, but I'm obviously not on that particular subreddit. What subreddit did that show up on?
Wall Street Bet.
Wall Street?
But now, Wall Street Bets. If you just pick popular, every other thing is it right now.
Yeah,
we're just going to do that right now.
No, I like it because I've always hate short selling because it's such a negative thing. It's like, I don't believe in this company. I want the value to go down. And it's like you want somebody to fail. Like, you should never root for somebody to fail. And that's kind of what short selling is.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough of that. Adam, how much did you buy and what did you buy of it?
I bought $3 of... nothing.
Yeah. I have Robinhood. I use it like a monthly thing, like automatic monthly kind of thing for the stuff I want to buy. I liked it because it's a low barrier entry into the stock market. Usually you're like, oh yeah, JP Morgan will be happy to deal with your stocks. First you need a $5,000 initial investment, and then each purchase has to be at least, and like, I want to put $5 in. How do I do that? No, that's Robinhood. That's what they did, and there's lots of apps like it now that do the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But bringing it back, like fucking one of the, you know, those the Winklevoss twins, which were the guys who supposedly came up with Facebook before Mark Zuckerberg took it. Basically, they have SEC like there is just finalizing their thing, and they're like their version of Robinhood, and they're like, hey, all you guys want to come and trade with us? Cool.
How are they not rich? Yeah. They should be rich based on name alone. Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, they started rich.
They're
so.
Playing the game. Yeah.
They're rich. Yeah. They started off rich to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
And then basically they got more rich. And then like they settled when Facebook settled with them. They got like 1.2% of Facebook stock, which is ridiculous. But no, like someone... I put a link up on Wall Street Bets where it's like someone had got a plane to pull... buy GameStop stocks and it's flying around in the air trying to get everyone to buy it.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, it's weird what catches on.
It's kind of a pyramid scheme if you think about it.
A little?
Like, it's pretty much exactly a pyramid scheme.
But the problem is, the top, who's telling people to buy, they're not saying, like, you give us money.
Kind of, because they make money as soon as they convince more people to buy, because when more people buy, the price goes up.
And they have more money to manipulate.
So, like, basically, I buy one, I get in low at, you know, $20, whatever. And then I say, 50 people, you got to buy, you got to get in now, because the price is going to go up. And so you get those 50 people, and because you got those people, the price goes up. And then they are told, if they get more people, the price goes up. And because, you know, so you don't directly correlate your gains to the pyramid. But in some ways, it's like the pyramids, where the more you convince people to do it, and then at some point, fucking shit hits the fan, and this thing's going to tank.
Yeah, it's going to go to its true value, or perceived true value.
Right.
Right. But hey, man, if all of a sudden everyone gets out, if they all of a sudden they're like, all right, bye, ready, boys? All right. And 5, 3, 2, 1, sell everything you fucking have. And everyone does it, and we have, you know, 120,000 new, you know, millionaires. Cool.
Yeah, this is basically Trading Places. I think I looked into short selling when I was younger because of Trading Places. I'm like, what did they do there? They sold orange juice and then bought orange juice?
Right. That was commodities. Yes, because I did that. We talked about that at work, too. I was all like, but it's all like, sell. Wait a minute. They're selling. Sell everything. And then all of a sudden they go like, and
wait for it.
Now?
Wait for it.
Buy at $14.
Yeah. Trading Places like, taught me a lot too, I guess. Good job, Trading Places.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay, on their bingo card, who had GameStop Unites America Against Corrupt Billionaires? Who had that? That square. Oh, cool. You got it? Nice.
I think when the stock will start crashing down is when one of the hedge funds announces that they plan on buying. You know, like, they'll say, like, all right, we're going to buy two. That'll be the way to knock it down, because then everybody will be like, fuck that.
Imagine how excited you are, though, if you're the CEO of GameStop and you're like, 10% of my revenue is in GameStop stocks. I'll just go ahead and sell right now. I know the future.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder if they already sold. Like, they probably sold like when it went up like $2
going up.
Like,
yeah,
this is the best forever to get. And then it went up like 10 times more. And they're like,
this guy's rich enough to be going, wait for it.
That's true.
He's rich enough to do that.
What if one of those guys was the instigator of Wall Street Bets? That would be an interesting twist. Found out the first guy, user/you, you know, right, like, games are good, you know, like, said, like, fuck these hedge funds, and then everybody jumped on, and that guy was the CEO. Oh, man.
But, and then somewhere along the way, inside trading, like, gets in the way of that. But even though we don't fucking care about inside trading anymore, but inside trading is supposed to, like, stop some of this, where if you have the knowledge, you're not supposed to be able to buy or sell short. But
this is not inside knowledge, any of it. It's public knowledge that other people are buying. It's like pointless, useless public knowledge. I mean, useful, but it's like sort of justified.
No, I guess what I'm saying is, like, at what point if you have enough money that you can manipulate the stock, but you know you're going to do that, is that considered inside trading because nobody else has that information other than you?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if they have, like, something where
there's
a certain amount of money.
They don't.
And then you're...
They didn't fucking prosecute those two senators that sold all their shit before Corona hit.
Well, that seems more insider-esque than this, even.
After a briefing. We just got a briefing. Definitely. Let's sell. But they didn't. They just said, nah, don't worry about it. They're fine.
Right.
So we don't care.
I guess I'm clarifying that the insider stuff is if you know inside info. This is like public info that a bunch of dudes said, fuck these guys, let's buy. There's no insider anything involved.
I was talking about on the other side. I was talking about the other side, the short sellers. Like, if you... I guess if insider trading is supposed to is a law that's supposed to make it so that you cannot manipulate the stock as easily for your own gain, then if you are the one, your firm is about to manipulate the stock for its own your own gain, you're kind of inside trading because you're the only one that knows you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all fucked
that's
up.
Why we're, yeah. That's why we're breaking Wall Street.
And that's why we're poor.
Oh, wait. That's just in a new SEC rule. Wall Street will now only allow traders who wear a top hat and a monocle and carry around giant bags of money to buy stock.
Okay. Well, speaking of buying giant or buying stock and I mean buying giant bags of money and shit. Dave, I'm sure you were paid off to be a shill for the vaccine company. Ooh. How'd it go, man? You're one of the few, one of the 1% vaccinated. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, remember when Ryan was like, "You're not essential, fucker."
Like, I remember that. Ryan was like, "I do." I remember that.
I was holding on to that. He's like, "Oh, that's like 80% of people are like essential."
75.
I remember Ryan. Ryan was like, "Yeah, Dave, fuck you. You're not essential."
Hey, Ryan. He's more essential than I am.
Yeah, how do you not have it, Adam? What do you know? What category you're in? Did they tell it?
1B.
Okay. Okay. Well, 1B is the same as my... No, he must be 1A. Because I'm 2. And wait. How the fuck is he... He must be 1B too. But they're doing 1B now, aren't they? Or no?
No, they're still on 1A.
So they did... Yeah. My father-in-law, who works for the Department of Health, he's getting his. I thought he was 1B. They must have moved him up to 1.
If he's Department of Health, he's probably 1A.
Huh.
Even there's also considerations for age, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
And he rides a motorcycle, so they probably...
Maybe 1B over 65.
Right, right. They were like, "Hey, here's your thing. Sign up for, you know, sign up for your time," basically, from the CDC, Minnesota's Department of Health. They were like, "All right, here's your website. You know, sign up for your time." It was basically in 15-minute blocks. They were like, "All right, cool." And then we went, and they said, "All right, cool, here's your name. Fill out the form saying, like, have you had any reactions to any other vaccines in your known history? If you don't know, it's okay. We'll just, you know, just try and watch to make sure if you have any of these problems. Here's your little card. Keep this. Also take a picture of it just in case you have a backup, so you have a backup version of this, so we know the dosage and what you got." It basically, the longest time it took was after you get the vaccine, you have to sit there for 15 minutes. Or a half hour if it's your second dose.
To make sure you don't fall down.
Yep, 100%. They have they have just nurses and stuff watching to make sure that you don't have any kind of overt reactions. Otherwise, they're like, "Here you go. You're gonna have pain at the whatever the site,
injection
most likely because the injection site because it goes deep in the muscle, and you know you might have an allergic reaction to anything. Might be latex reaction to any of that stuff. Blah blah blah."
And also, according to that documentary I watched earlier in the year, you're now infertile because John Cusack doesn't want you to breed anymore. Just so you know.
And you're being tracked.
You're being tracked, too. Yeah, nanobots.
Yeah, except for I reached in my pocket and I was like, "Oh, fuck, my phone."
We're already being tracked.
All the cameras that are fucking on streetlights and all this stuff, they know exactly where Ryan is right now, and they're right behind him.
Adam, when do you get... Have you had any talk about yours yet at all?
Not yet. So details on 1B will be available like next week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they revised it. I was told like a couple weeks ago ours would be end of February, but that's updating now because of weird shit. But I mean, honestly, I don't really see a reason.
Minnesota Department of Health right now.
Okay. So. Okay. That's interesting. Well, any superpowers or anything cool? I mean,
basically, the only reason I want to get vaccinated is so that Ryan will want to hang out with me.
Ryan still won't hang out with you. He'll look at the fact that they say, "No, you still can't hang out with people. You can't ever hang out with people ever again."
But he'll go to a state that's got the worst population.
I'm actually not going to talk to people or interact with people, so it's equivalent. But
except for the crack horse.
Like, Ryan is basically the hedge fund of going places. He's like, you can take the safe bet.
Everybody's selling it low. I'm buying. See, I'm the good guys in this.
I'm going to buy like, Mississippi.
He's like, right.
Okay, this doesn't make sense to me. If you're not going to talk to anybody and you're just going to shut yourself up in a hole, why the hell are you even going?
It's warm. Fuck, I would go too. Fucking warm.
My in-laws are there, and my wife will certainly talk to them, and I'll probably go that direction. But mostly I'm going to work, and then I'm going to walk outside, and I'm going
to
be glad I...
Can you try to find Favre? Try to find Brett Favre, or his brother.
Go to the group.
Pick up Frisbee Golf.
No, fucking... The Favres are there. Go to City Hall and like get a signature or something. Be like, you're not the football player? Yeah.
Hey, dude, are you Brett Favre? Yeah.
Will you get a? Will you please get a shirt that like the city commissioner and the mayor sign because they're just Favres or whatever the fuck he's in that position is, and give it to your father-in-law, please, please.
Oh
yeah.
If please. It comes up, yeah, I'll keep an eye out. If I happen to talk to those people,
no, you have to go to City Hall and ask to meet him. It's not just gonna come up. You fuckers.
Guys, you fuckers.
Yes,
don't
you fuckers.
You fuckers.
No, you fuckers. I say
Amber,
you fuckers.
Has Amber sewn you the appropriate headwear for down there?
Ooh, that's true.
She has not.
It looks like a ghost helmet.
God, that place.
It's the new mask style.
Oh, it's a new mask, right? But I need more of a like a in the back here.
No, here's why I said you fuckers, because Adam, do you have a good birthday?
It was okay. Nothing special.
Ryan, did you have a good birthday?
It was fine.
Yeah. See, I say you fuckers because you don't like want to do anything. You don't want to be like, hey, I can celebrate my birthday. Let's have a party. We have a COVID party. We'll all go outside and swim around in the snow and have fun and be awesome. Gotta celebrate.
So I have been snow plowing my around my fire
wife,
pit in my backyard.
Wife, you've been snow plowing your wife
a lot lately. It's been awesome, actually. It's been really good. I love the taste of snow plows.
What happened to Chris?
I dropped my D6. That's what happened.
Oh, I thought I broke you.
No, I just dropped my D6.
So we can always have a fire in the backyard, socially distanced.
Go fish.
Did you get a vaccine yet?
And even then, I can't hang out with you. I'm sorry.
You don't have to do that anymore. You can just hang out now.
No, nope.
What are you talking about?
Only with you and one at a time because nobody else is vaccinated.
Yeah,
no, but
on.
we've
Make
had it.
Get vaccinated soon.
I'm not.
Well,
I'll
Mickey,
be
like, Mickey breathes in the latex. Dummies all day, so he should be fine.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are a year older and didn't want to celebrate with me and that everything's happening. But what else is anything else in the world going on? Dave, too. Did you put anything down? Dave, did you guys get anything here?
I got nothing this week.
Okay,
I mean, everything keeps getting delayed. Like, they moved, you know, all the Sony movies got delayed again.
Apparently,
those out.
Apparently, Mickey keeps getting delayed as well, constantly. So.
Ooh.
So, and now they're even delaying video game launches. So, yeah, everything is just getting pushed back. I mean, I know everyone keeps saying, give me Black Widow. And Disney's like, nope, that's all right. We can wait.
Yeah,
doesn't tie into anything, so we can wait.
I don't know how long they're going to wait for, because I'm not sure movie theaters are coming back the way that we want them to come back. I think they're going to come back in a different manner.
Yeah. Right, it'll be fucking AMC Theater sponsored by whatever guy.
Netflix.
Apparently Netflix. GameStop, they're going to take over the world.
Right, but it'll be a cool username like AssPounder44. He bought this movie theater because he spent so much money on AMC stock, so he's like, I'm gonna put my name on it.
That'd be sweet. Okay. Oh, we went to fucking the place with the place. What's it called? Dave and Buster's. We went to Dave and Buster's with the boys. It was awesome. We fucking played video games, and they tried skee ball. They're not very good at it because they're not that old yet, but they still tried really hard. They learned about tickets and how you trade tickets in. You get candy. Good times.
No tickets.
Oh! And yesterday, we had our first standing up pee. It was great. Fucking, they did so good.
Was this before or after they observed you doing it?
They've watched me do it 100 times. I mean, fuck, that's what your kid does, right? They walk in on you peeing.
They're
and
that's how they learn.
I was like, hey, Leander, you want to try standing up? No. Donis, you want to try standing up? Yes. I do too. So, because Leander will do anything Adonis does. I always say, Leander, you can do whatever you want. You don't got to do what Adonis does. And he says, but Adonis is so cool. I'm like, aww. So
one's gonna be the cool one. One's gonna be the geek. We already know that.
Well, he's just manipulating him. Yeah, that's all he's doing. So the first time he didn't pee any. Adonis did a good job. He peed. He didn't miss anything. And the look he gave me, I felt so bad that Amy missed it. It was like one of amazement. And that's the first time, right? You never get that again. He started peeing. He looked at me like, I'm actually doing this. And then Leander went. He did good. And ever since then, they've missed. Constantly all over the place.
No big deal if they miss now.
You have a big backyard, Chris.
Oh, that's what I said.
And that's what you say. You say,
now
boys, the world is your urinal. Welcome to being a boy. It's great. What? You want to take out the garbage and just pee on the driveway? Go for it.
And it gets dark early right now. You got plenty of time to go outside after
dark. There's tons of time where it's like, take out the garbage. What were you doing out there? Peeing. Just pee in the yard.
What?
Whatever.
You're going to go
showing the boys how to pee?
You're going to go to the park at the school? Just go ahead and pee. Oh, now you're a sex predator.
No, I'm a child. It's okay.
I like that. Yeah. Except for there's a big pile of yellow snow in my backyard. I don't know where it came from.
Dogs.
That's lovely. Nope.
Adam? I'm going to guess Adam and Oren.
No, mainly not Oren.
It's Jory. She like pops a squat out there.
That's weird. Like,
all right, well, we're getting away from it all. Anything else? Or are we good? I want to call this. I got shit to do.
I got to go.
Good call.
Got a shit to do.
Oh, Adam, on the Price is Right last night, somebody won a 3D printer.
Serious?
Yeah.
Shitty one.
It was like a $18,000 one. I don't know how much those are.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. And it's all like, so having a shitty 3D printer, isn't that still better than having no 3D
no
printer?
Yep.
Yeah. That's why I've been looking at resin ones.
You can build your own?
Like I put up a glance of someone printing a 3D printing a Rancor. I thought that would be like Adam. It hit Adam in two things.
I did see that.
The 3D printer and the Rancor.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
That does sound neat.
It's pretty cool, I guess. For someone who has a sucky 3D printer, not a good one like I don't have as well.
I'm not judging.
All right, well, let's end the podcast before Dave makes fun of Adam, because that's mean.
Wait.
Adam!
Mr., I got vaccinated in a suppository.
Ooh, nice. That's crazy.
Hey, anyone know something? I mean, hate the player, hate the game, not the player. Everyone knows that, right?
Oh, I hate the game.
Adam, you are now 43 years old.
Thank you.
You're an old man.
Thank you.
Where can people get in touch with us?
Well,
you don't look a day older than 54.
Wait a minute.
If you want to check out more 43-year-olds, look at Geeks Next Door on Facebook. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and go ahead and drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
Make sure you put the question mark in there, otherwise it won't work. Okay, cool. Everybody have a good week. Ryan, we'll see you in 3 weeks. Enjoy Mississippi. Hope we don't get murdered and robbed. All right, bye, everybody.
Thank you. All
right.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah, one of the two, but not both. That'd be the worst.
Yeah.
Raped. Raped, murdered, and robbed. But not necessarily in that order.
Smooth like a pig.
Raped. If we're going to go with all three, then I'll take the murder first.